Yep, 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 everybody, I'm back. My name is Noah Macca-Smith, and you're listening to the Local Fitness Lifestyle Podcast, and I've got another show for you here today. It's seriously difficult sometimes, you know. I've got to keep coming up with these new shows each week, and sometimes they roll into one, and I'm quite confused as to whether I've covered this thing or not, but I know I've definitely covered this subject before, and it's one of those subjects that keeps rearing its ugly head. You know, like cyberbullying, this is pretty similar. And we're going to be talking today about obesity. Now, today's show is called Does Fast Food Make You Fat? Some real worrying reports came out earlier on last week about fast food. Now, I'm living in London, right? And we've got a pretty extravagant London mayor at the moment. We keep tend to get those guys, big extroverts, guys who want to make themselves known for the sake of making themselves known. We need to get a humble guy in this post sometime. You know, these guys are just want to make a name for themselves. But anyway, we need a London mayor, and we've got one. And this guy is no different from the others that have come before him. His last little trick that he's had up his sleeve is that advisory from all the health gurus out there. And do I class myself as a health guru? I'm into health and fitness. I love my fitness, but some people take it a little too far. Now, he's decided to put a cigarette-style advertising on fast food. So you buy your fast food, when you get the package in, there will be a warning sign on the packet telling you what danger and damage the food would do to you. I think that's a bit over the top. You know, it's pretty obvious that you buy some fried chicken, sooner or later, it's going to build up cholesterol in your heartstring and you're going to keel over and something's going to happen to you. Now, next thing they've done is put a watershed on fast food advertising on TV. So what a watershed is when a program has got explicit language or nudity and they don't show those shows before 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, depending on what it is. They're doing the same thing to fast food. So McDonald's and Kentucky or KFC, if you're coming from the new school, those types of food, and the other one, what is it? Pizza Hut, yeah. Those types of food are going to be prone to the watershed from here onwards. And the next thing he did was the last thing that I thought was crazy, is putting a ban on any fast food stores or shops that will be opening within a 400-meter radius from any school. I don't know when he's going to start that. Probably start it beginning of the next year or in the middle of the year. Well, who knows? So let's recap. Putting a warning sign on all fast food, number one. Well, let's talk about that for a minute. You know, as I said a minute ago, I know, and you should know, that if you eat greasy food, it's going to sit down on your arteries and it ain't going to be too good, right? Because oil in food is not good for you. I cook with a little bit of olive oil, but literally, I just coat the pan. You don't grease the stuff in the thing. And that's what happens when you go to fast food. Not to mention, the food's sitting around there all day. Also, they've got preservatives. Whatever food they're using, it's all cheap stuff because they've got to make their profit, so they don't give you good meat. Even the vegetables are hanging around and look a bit lazy. In any stretch of the imagination, fast food is not good for you. You know that, I know that. And that's the situation here. The next thing, let's tackle the next thing. A watershed on fast food. Stopping fast food from being advertised in the afternoon. It could only be advertised, say, after 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. Yeah, I don't agree with this, yeah? Because people have got to take responsibility for their own actions. Somebody who generally eats healthily, if they want to buy a Pizza Hut, then no big deal. I mean, personally, I wouldn't eat the thing myself. It's not my bag. I don't go down that route, man. That stuff is vile. Last time I had Pizza Hut must have been about 20 years ago, if that. It's not something I want to put in my body. And if you, look, you ever seen the Italian make a pizza? It's thin, man. Yeah, the base is thin. The cheese and stuff they put in it is nice and fresh. The last time I had a Pizza Hut, yeah, I can remember, it scarred me. It was really thick and the grease was dripping from underneath it. Now, how could pizza have grease in it? Explain that one to me. You know, you come in from work and you kick off your shoes, you're tired, your boss has been working like a dog and you don't want to cook. And the next thing you see on the TV is a pizza that you want to buy. Watershed, to me, don't make sense. That doesn't make sense. Let's talk about the last thing now. Schools. Banning restaurants from opening up within a 40-meter radius from the school. I remember when I used to go to school, there used to only be fish and chip shops. In the UK, fish and chip shops are a big thing. And we used to have our little money that our mother used to give us. And we used to, after school, we used to go in the chip shop and buy the chips and walk home with it in our hand and eat it, you know. We all put in a little bit of money and buy one portion, and all the dirty hands are dipping in the chips same time, man, eating them at the same time. But now they've got fast food stores all over the place. And the mayor seemed to think that they're putting them up near schools deliberately. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. Why have the kids got money anyway to buy that kind of food? Shouldn't there be some kind of education going on at school and at home as well? And let's not hide the fact that the same mayor who is putting in this legislation that fast food shouldn't be open near schools, it's the same mayor that is closing down playing fields where they should be playing rugby, football, hockey, all kinds of different games. And they're selling off the fields. Well, they're selling them off to golf clubs and development companies to build houses on. So it doesn't make sense to me. These guys are going to make a living. I run a business also. And it's like the government wants to just tie your hands and put your hands behind your back, right? So a business needs to run somehow, yeah? So you could always say, be a cynic and say, hey, these guys are opening up next to schools to entice the kids. But I don't see that at all. I'm talking from a parent's standpoint right now. This is a difficult podcast for me because I'm going to be saying some things. I'm not going to have any solutions because for me to give you the solutions, I would have to be here for 4 hours, literally, man. I tell you, that would be something. A 4-hour podcast for me, you guys be crazy pulling your hair out by the time you're done listening to that. But I try my best to help and see what I can do for you. Right. Now, obesity in this country, and we're becoming like the States. And I hate to say this, you folks living out there in the States, but I've been out there many times. I've worked out there for a while, and there's some big people out there. There's some fat people out in the States. We have them out here, but it just seems like in America, where I was when I went to New York and LA, every corner you turn, you saw a big person, man. It was going on out there. The UK is getting that way, certainly in London anyway, and the kids are just getting bigger and bigger. And the schools have got a role to play. I mean, I said this already. What are they doing about it? They've got fat kids coming into school and they still sit down there and teach them. You're kidding, man. Obesity. Why is there obesity? How does that happen? Well, there are many reasons why it can happen. Take out the fact that the person's got a medical condition, right? Because I've got sympathy for that. Let's take that out of the equation. There's nothing they could do about that. What is obesity and how does it happen? One of the causes, simple, is a surplus of caloric energy from a lazy lifestyle and no exercise. Caloric intake is just gone sky high, and they need to control that. And all these things are easier said than done. You know, every condition that affects you, and in this case, we're talking about obesity, it could be traced back to more than one cause. Let me explain that a little. The things that I believe that affect people that are obese, and the reasons why they have them, are generally based from four fundamental things: physical, mental, social, and emotional. Right, so let's break those down. Physical, as I said to you before, the government, not just this government, other governments before, whether it be Labour or Conservative, I'm not getting political here, they've all sold off in the UK our playing grounds. But when I go to America, your sports facilities are amazing. I love going out there because there's always so much to do in the way of sports. Amazing. In this country, we have it, but it's almost like it's for the elitists. If you want to play tennis, you've got to belong to a nice club. If you want to be football and get a nice football place, you've got to pay money and go to a nice place. All these parks where you can just go in and do it for free, they've all been sold off. We've got no land here. We're talking about physical activity. The children aren't encouraged to do that at school either. It's all about academic. I believe academic and physical attributes run hand in hand. You need them both. Healthy body, healthy mind, you need them both. Now, I've been to schools and seen PE teachers, and they're appalling. They're not fit at all, and they don't look good, and they don't set an example for the children. I'll probably come back to physical attributes later. Let's go on to your mental. You cannot solve a problem with the same level of thinking that created it. Quote, Albert Einstein. Most people become obese because they don't understand. There's no thought pattern behind their eating. They don't understand what they're eating, why they're eating it. They know the food filled them up. They can't comprehend why they're getting bigger. There are people that don't exercise so much, but yet they don't grow in size. They eat the right things. They've got the mental capacity to understand what's lean and nutrient-dense food and what isn't. So the mindset, a nutritional mindset behind keeping yourself healthy and keeping your weight down. Right. And the next thing is social now. This is pretty simple. If you're hanging around with people, if your parents are pretty huge, the likelihood you're going to be quite big yourself because it's a social aspect to that. It stands to reason. Or if you've got friends that like to go into restaurants a lot, fast food, eat lots of unhealthy stuff, and you're with them 24/7, you're going to be exactly the same. The social aspect of your life is going to affect your eating habits. Now, the next thing I want to touch on, the last thing, is emotional. If someone's depressed or feeling sad, they've lost their job, they're not doing very well in their exams, boyfriend trouble, girlfriend trouble, you're going to eat. You're going to comfort eat. You just want to put things in your mouth. And even if you're conscious about putting stuff in your mouth, the judgment on what you put in your mouth is going to be clouded. If you've always been a negatively emotional type, then the obesity would be part of that from dating way back. Now, just a thought, you know, to burn fat and lose weight, you just got to consume fewer calories than you burn. It isn't really that hard. Calories in, calories out. That's all it is. Or calories in, energy out. Consume less calories, burn more energy. I said there's not a lot I could do for you if you have a child that is overweight. I just believe that the parent should take more responsibility and stop blaming the media. If you don't take responsibility for something, and I'm teaching my children this right now about responsibility. If you don't take responsibility for anything, how are you going to change? You may have heard me say this before, but check this spin here. If you don't believe it's your fault, you're not going to change because you're always thinking it's somebody else's fault. And if you believe it's somebody else's fault, you're going to want that other thing to change. Now, if that other thing or that somebody else does not change, where does that leave you? In the same situation, right? It still leaves you fat, broke, or whatever situation it is. But for this particular podcast, we're talking about huge people and eating habits. If you keep saying or telling yourself, or others in fact, that it's the shops are too close to the school, there's advertisement on TV putting warning signs on the packets. If you're saying all these things need to be done because it's their fault, you're not taking responsibility. And as I said before, no responsibility, no change. The same. You'll be the same. You cannot solve a problem with the same solution that created it. You got to take responsibility to make that change. Sound like Michael Jackson. I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. I'm gonna be real good. Gonna make a difference, gonna make it right. Yeah. Oh, man. Let's get on with this show. I love my singing. You know, I love my music, love to sing. All right. I said I can't give you much advice, but look, I got to wind this up real soon. So what I want to finish on now is I said I was going to come back to sports and stuff. When I was a kid growing up, I never did go into a gym and did a workout. I got kids doing that now. Where is the goal? Where is the incentive? Kids should be playing sport. They should be winning. and learning to win, learning to lose. They should be playing sport. That's what gets you fit. You know, your mind don't want to be thinking about this exercise thing. Give you a little test. Go out there and ride your bike. Think about your pedaling. Think about the hill you're climbing up, that corner you're going to turn. I bet you any money your heart and lungs start working harder because now you put the thought pattern on it. When you're a kid and you're doing exercise and you're playing football, sport, whatever sport you're playing, tennis, you're in England playing your cricket, it doesn't affect you physically that you know of anyway. You just go out and do it, run around, do all this stuff, and you don't think about it. So only when you get old, you start thinking about this exercise doing that for me. I have to do this to react on that. I'm sitting around the desk so many times in the week. I've got to get up and be active, go to the gym. And then you're constantly thinking about what you're doing at the gym. Because if you're training for the purpose of training, then you're going to think about it. If you're playing football to get the ball in the goal or to get the tennis ball over the net, then you're thinking about getting the tennis ball over the net. If you're doing a martial arts class, you're thinking about evading a person's punches and kicks and getting your own punches and kicks in. You're not thinking about how fit this is getting you. And this is where the downfall is, because no child wants to think about going in a gym and getting fit. It's hard work. They don't want to do it. It's human nature. Get them into sport. Let them join a team and encourage them, go with them if you're the parent. I just spoke about how to best get your children into fitness from my perspective, yeah? Do not put them on an exercise program or a crash diet. And yourself as well. This goes for yourself. If you put yourself, and I'm giving you some great advice here now, tried and tested. If you put yourself on a hard fitness regime, really tough, it will work. They all work. You get your weight down. Lose weight in 2 weeks or some crazy amount of time. So two things you've done now. You've given yourself a hard fitness workout that you're hitting every single day because that's what the program tells you to do. And you're doing the same similar thing with your nutritional plan, with your diet as well. They'll both work and you'll look great. But you'll put the weight back on again and you put it on double. Why? Because that workout that you did was too hard. It's not sustainable. You cannot keep doing that. Even if you say, I'm going to do it for as long as I can, you'll feel that it's hard work. You'll leave work to do your exercise program and you'll remember the pain and suffering you're putting yourself through and you won't want to do it. You will give up real quick. Now let's talk about the diet because these things go hand in hand. So you've got the diet going on as well and you're starving yourself, eating rabbit food. Your stomach is making a load of noises. Yeah, you know that noise your stomach makes when you're hungry? Something like that. You've got down to this great ideal weight and now you think you could stop exercising. You've got there. It's great. No more exercise. And you could eat what you want to eat. But the thing is, your mindset hasn't been worked on. So now you stop working out, not even walking. You're getting in a car and drive around the corner. You're not going to want to walk, run, swim, ride, anywhere. Because you think you've done your duty and your weight's down. And the food, you think you could eat what you want. And the weight would go on double. Let me tell you some Oprah Winfrey, Luther Vandross. This happened to them time and time again. The key is slow and steady. Find a workout that you like and make sure it's a steady eddy pace because you want to build lifestyle. Lifestyle becomes a habit. Same with your food. Steady eddy. Cut down incrementally, bit by bit. Do not reach your potential weight sooner than nature intended. You got to reach it in a comfortable way. Got to be able to sustain it. I said I weren't going to give you advice, but that already is worth a lot of money. Hey, listen, I'm going to take a walk. And y'all take care now. I hope you had a good time. And my name is Noel Michael Smith. And you've been listening to the Fast Food make us fat. No, fast food do not make us fat. We make us fat. Take responsibility for everything you do. I'm out of here. Look after everything you've got. My name is Noel Michael Smith. If you want to get hold of me, you could email me on lofu@me.com. I want to hear from y'all. Take care of yourself. Be good. Till next time. Bye-bye. Both.